the Son. Jesus Christ is God's one and only Son. And this Son, the Son, not a Son, is the Son, right? The only Son. He's so precious. He's a precious stone. He's gold. He's silver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Silver signifies redemption. Gold signifies divinity. Right? And precious stone signifies building. He is God man, and He will build all of us as the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Now, Jesus Christ is our Savior. 2 weeks ago, right? Christ is the Savior. And last week, we talked about Christ our sanctifier. He not only heals us, He not only saves us with his blood, with His death, but He also sanctifies us through His blood, through the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning that he saves our spirit, and He also fulfills the salvation of our souls. Praise Jesus. He saves and He sanctifies, and today he heals us too. And it's a good day to preach this message because our brother Romeo is here. If God healed Romeo, God can heal you.
Amen.
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 Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God healed Joma, He's also healed, right?
Yeah.
That's the second. This is actually the second miracle. The first miracle is there, Joma. When I went there, He was there. Only His eyebrow was moving. Hello, Joma? Are you okay? He's like, I'm okay. I'm trying. He was paralyzed. You only half paralyzed. He's totally, completely paralyzed. And I thought he's going to die. But now he's... Look at him. Hello?
Amen.
Is God alive or what?
Amen.
We have two miracles in this church, huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is God alive or dead?
He is alive.
Huh?
He is alive.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to talk about healing now. Okay, let's go. Now, healing. Exodus 15:26. Roman numeral 1. He heals. He heals. He healed yesterday. He's healing now. And He will heal tomorrow. He heals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His expertise. His professionalship. Okay? He's good at it, is healing. And He loves to heal, He enjoys healing. Alright, let's read this together. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice. Okay, I'm not hearing your voice. Come on, church. Okay, stir up. Stir your heart and your strength. Ready? Begin.
He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, you will not die. If you pay attention to the
for I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. Come on, say this. Recite this together. For I am the Lord who heals you. Talk to somebody. Go ahead. For I am the Lord who heals you. Somebody, talk to somebody else. For I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. Praise Jesus. I'm not hearing you. Praise Jesus!
Amen.
I'm not hearing you. Praise Jesus!
Amen.
Thank you for turning it off. Alright, listen. He says, you listen carefully. Listen, God says, I'm not going to give you disease if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord. Oh, I pray that your ears will be open. I pray that there's a pop in your ears. Pop! Right? A holy anointing on your ears, that you will begin to hear the voice of God. And do what is right in His eye. If you pay attention to His command, if you hear His voice, pay attention to His command. Listen, there's no disease that God has given to the Egyptians.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hear His voice. Come on, say it. Hear His voice.
Hear His voice.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
To His command. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 103 verse 3. Begin. Who forgives all your sins and heals
all your diseases?
Heals what?
All your diseases.
Heals some of your disease?
No. All of your diseases.
What does the Bible say? Achi.
All
your diseases. He's our first visitor today. His name is Achi. He's a brother of Romeo. He was there when he was sick. So we were good friends, right? Do you think I'm your good friend? I'm your brother too? My brother. Shake hands. He's my brother. All right. Bible says, heals some of your disease?
No, all your disease.
All means what?
Everything.
Everything. There is no sickness God cannot heal. Bible says, all your disease. Do you believe?
Yes.
If you say, God heals some of my disease, then God will heal some of your disease. If you say, God heals all my disease, then He will heal all of your disease. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Isn't God good or what? He's good?
Good. Very good.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, come on, declare today. God has healed all my disease. Come on, say it.
God has healed all my disease.
Talk to somebody. God has healed all of your disease.
God has healed all of your disease.
So come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus quickly.
Come to Jesus quickly.
Come to Jesus wholeheartedly.
Come to Jesus wholeheartedly.
Next. Alright, amen. Okay, 1 Peter 2:24. I love this verse now. Now, each verse gets deeper. Alright? And it's going to require your faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. But if you have faith, you'll please God. If you please God, God will come. Do you understand? How do we make God come? How do we make God manifest? How do we God to show His power? When we have faith. Faith moves mountain.
Amen.
Faith moves God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look at this now. 1 Peter 2:24. Ready? Begin.
He Himself washed His body
on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been
healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's recite this one more time.
By His wounds
you have been
healed.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Now, before Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, He was wounded. Right? He was punched. He was beaten. Perhaps He was beaten with the, whatchamacallit?
Spear.
Yeah. He was beaten, and he was beaten until he was bleed to death. So every time he was beaten with the stripes, right? Listen, every time he was beaten with stripes, we were healed.
Praise God. Amen.
Now, he was beaten for our healing. When he died on the cross and shed his precious blood, it cleansed our sins away. Hallelujah. When he was crucified, our sin, singular, myself, was crucified. But the beatings, that beating was there for our healing. According to this verse, by his wound, you have been healed. Now notice this now. You have been healed. It has already been healed, right? Now here requires your faith. Do you believe that when Jesus Christ was beaten, was striped, right? That we were healed already.
Amen.
Now, you have to remember that we are living in two different realms. Physical realm, spiritual realm. Now, physical realm, you see it with your eyes, your physical eyes, with your physical mind, you try to understand and you try to perceive all these things. But we have to remember, we are also living in a spiritual realm. And that spiritual realm, you can only contact that spiritual realm using your spirit. And in your spirit, guess what? In your spirit and in the spiritual realm, your disease have been already healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God sees you, if you are chosen, if you are elected, if you are predestined, guess what? When God sees you, you are already an overcomer. Oh, praise the Lord!
Amen.
Praise Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
One who started a good work in us, He will accomplish it. Bible said, amen?
Amen.
So in the spiritual realm, you are already healed. You already accomplished. You already finished. Oh, praise Jesus!
Amen.
You have to see this with your eyes of faith.
Amen.
Although my son is not sometimes doing good, like he's playing game all the time, and he's, you know, being lazy. He loves the bed. He loves the bed so much, and he's just being lazy and all that. Although he's like that, by faith, with the eyes of faith, I bless him, and I see the Lord will bless him, and one day God will use him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So listen, if you're struggling with your disease or some sickness, weakness, listen. You declare this scripture. You declare the word of God. By his own, I have been
healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, say it. You say it. Come on, go. No, no, no. Okay. Let's be more practical. Where's your right hand? Right hand signifies God's power.
Amen.
Right? All right. Put your right hand onto where you are sick. If you have a stomach problem here, you have a mind problem here, you have an eye problem, back problem for the back here. Huh? Don't be shy. Put where? If it's too personal, you put it close to there. It's too personal. Okay? Too personal. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Put your hand there now, and we're going to declare. Amen? By his own, I have been healed. Amen?
Amen.
You ready?
Yes.
Who knows? Use your faith. You're going to be healed right now as you declare.
Yes.
Ready? Okay. Begin.
By his own, I have been healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think once is enough. You say, well, I feel the same thing. Don't rely on the symptoms. Thank you, brother, for helping me. Don't rely on the outward symptoms. In your spirit, you're already healed.
Amen.
And the healing is coming out from your spirit to your soul and to your body.
Amen.
And sometimes it takes time of traveling. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Joma is smiling. 100% smiling.
Amen.
I think he's experiencing
that.
Is he experiencing it, right? Brother Romeo? Yeah? Oh, Lord Jesus!
Amen.
Okay, different part. I think you are sick not only one part, but you have different part too. Other part now. Let's do one more time. Come on. You never know. Tomorrow you're going to call me. Oh, Brother Paul! Something happened! Alright, other place. Other parts of your body. Ready? Alright, I have been healed. By his own, I have been healed. Ready? Begin.
By his own, I have been healed.
When I see you, it flashback your family in Pakistan. So this is what we're gonna do now, third time. Now this time you're gonna stretch your hand to your loved ones in your Pakistan, Africa, India, whatever. Alright? Whoever is sick, physically or mentally, whatever, right? Now stretch your hand and you're gonna think about that person and you're gonna declare now, right? Amen? Romeo, your mother, right? Okay, go ahead now. Ready? But stretch your hand. To that person in Africa or India, I don't know where, right? Pakistan. Ready? By his own, and you're gonna say that name. You have been healed. Ready? Begin.
Yes. By his own, you
have been healed. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Praise Jesus!
Amen.
God, Jesus healed all of us today.
Amen.
So we gotta give applause to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus! Oh, praise him! Hallelujah! Okay, next verse. Psalm 147, verse 3. Ready? Begin. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Now notice here, Jesus not only heals our bodies, but he also heals our hearts. But Jesus not only heals our body, but he also heals our soul. He restores our soul. Amen?
Amen.
See, brokenhearted. It's not talking about body now. It's talking about heart. It's talking about your mind, your emotion, your will, your soul. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, right? I shall not be. He restores my soul. So Jesus wants to heal your soul. Jesus wants to heal your heart. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure there's not one person who is exempt from, the brokenheartedness that you have hurt and wounded before in your heart. From your loved ones, or from your parents, or from your friends, from by yourself, I don't know. But today, Jesus wants to heal your broken heart. Hallelujah. Let Christ touch your heart. Let him do that. And he's going to heal your and restore your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Praise Jesus. Christ is our healer. Amen. Next. Okay, so how he heals us. Now we got to know how he heals. Now first one, part one is Jesus wants to heal you. Second, how he heals us. Okay, number one, by the word of God. Matthew 8:8. Begin. The centurion replied, Lord, I have not reserved to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be
healed.
Just, everybody say, just say the word.
Just say the word.
Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, brother, sister, you know how to eat the word of God, right? Do you know how to eat the word of God? Okay, then can we eat the word of God? Just say the word, that word. Just say the word, just say the word. Oh, Lord Jesus, you say, just say the word. No, in fact, the centurion said, right? Centurion said, just say the word. And I too say today, just say the word, and my disease will be healed. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, eat Jesus, eat the word of God together.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
No, you are the Word.
Amen.
You are the living Word.
Amen.
You are the healing Word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I don't deserve to have you.
Amen.
I don't deserve to have you come under my roof.
That's right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I don't deserve, but just say the word. Lord, just say the word, Lord. My servant will be healed.
Amen.
Because your word is a healing word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Your word is a living word.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just say the word.
Just say the word.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Amen.
What's about somebody? Hey, what? Yeah. Just say the word. The Bible, the word of God, the living word of God. Living Rhema, word of God can heal you. Amen. Amen. Now I have my Bible. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong that you don't think that I didn't bring my Bible. I have many Bibles in my office, right? In my bag too. Where is your Bible? Huh? Where is your Bible? Amen. Thank you, sir. Huh? At home? Bring your Bible, please, okay? Listen. The scripture.
Right.
The word of God. Mm. This word of God can heal you. Amen? Amen. So if you need healing, please open the Bible every day, every moment. What do you gotta do? Every morning, what do? When you wake up, oh, another day for me. And you go to the bathroom and you toothbrush and you wash your face, right? And then start checking your kaka, who on me here? And then you go to the refrigerator, I have a hamburger here, cheeseburger. You start eating everything, right? And then you say, oh, I forgot to pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, bless me today. Bye-bye. And then go to work. I hope nobody lives like this, huh? The first thing you do when you wake up is what? You're not going to say, oh, another day. No, you're going to say, oh, Lord Jesus, what a wonderful day you have given to me. What a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I love you, Lord. And then I want to find out your love. This is a love letter. I want to find out your love. Amen. And you read and you eat. Amen. Then there's healing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Guess what? We need healing every day. Because we get hurt. Right? By our enemies. By friends. By everything. There's so many things. We need. Let's say this. Say this together. We need healing every day. Come on.
We need healing every day.
Talk to somebody. You need healing every day.
You need healing every day.
Therefore, eat the word of God every day.
Therefore, eat the word of God every day.
Read the Bible every day.
Read the Bible every day.
Interact with the morning revival every day. Juma, Mama invited you, right? You're there now, right? Interact with the morning revival. Read and interact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we will feast and enjoy more. Amen. Okay, Exodus 15:26. Ready? Begin. Oh no, we okay. Next, we read that. Okay, Mark. No, let's go. Okay, so second, by the blood of Jesus, amen. Revelation 12:11, begin. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and did not love their life so much as to shrink from death. Okay, so the second is Jesus heals you through his blood, amen. Oh, so we need to praise his blood, amen. Oh, we need to love his blood. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we need to drink his blood.
Hallelujah.
We need to sing and praise his blood. Amen. Amen. His blood means his life. His blood is Jesus. Now, your blood is your life, isn't it? The Jesus' blood is Jesus. Oh, Jesus' blood, there's a power. Amen.
Amen.
So we overcome the enemy we also get healed, okay, of our disease by the blood of Jesus. Second, Amen. Third, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6. Ready? Begin. So he said to me, this is the word of God, word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus heals you, what? Not by power, not by might, but by his spirit. Praise Jesus. Okay, next. Now Romans 15:19, begin. By the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the spirit. So from Jerusalem all the way around to, this is hard to pronounce, huh? Iricum. I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. Amen. Oh, by the power of the Spirit, we'll be healed. Amen.
Amen.
And the power of the Spirit is here in this room.
Amen.
Okay, next. Fourth, through prayers of the saints. 2 Chronicles 7:14, begin. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, heal their land. Heal our land.
Amen.
Heal our heart and heal us.
Amen.
When? When? If my people, if the believers, right? Humble and pray and seek. Notice, humble comes before the word prayer. So if you are humble, then you will pray. If you are arrogant, then you will not pray. So if you are praying, that means you are humbling yourself. If you're not praying, that means you're arrogant, right? You're relying on your own self. But if you're praying, that means you're humble. And when you pray, then you will seek his face. And you will encounter the living God. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
When we pray together, there's a healing. Remember the testimony of Brother Romeo? He felt something, electricity. Entering into his body, right? It was about 4 p.m., right? A little over 4 p.m. You said you felt that going into your body, and since then, you were able to walk. Now, I was very surprised when I went to the hospital after the service, about, I don't know what time, maybe 5? Around 5 p.m., I went there, and he was sitting on a bed like this. Before, he was laying down, he couldn't move, right? But now, he was sitting like this. He was waiting for me. I'm like, hey, who's this? Romeo, what happened? I can sit and walk. No problem. and that's why I asked him, what happened? So when we were praying last Sunday together for him, remember? That was about 4 p.m. And Holy Spirit went into him and healed him. Hallelujah. When we pray together, there's a healing. There's a miracle. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we need to pray together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to call on his name every day.
Amen.
We need to interact on the group cacao talk. Since we cannot meet every day. You know, Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. It tells us the believers in the book of Acts. The early Christian, they met every day. Now, that's biblical. But for us to meet every day, it's almost impossible, isn't it?
Amen.
So what do we got to do? We got to use our cacao talk.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does this make sense or not sense?
Yeah.
At least we can use our cacao talk and say, amen, praise the Lord. Oh, praise Jesus. Encourage one another and build the church.
Amen.
Build the body there in the cacao talk.
Amen.
Because we're talking about Jesus every day.
Amen.
Do we talk about something else?
No.
We talk about Jesus every day there, don't we? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there we need to be one. Okay? The group cacao talk, one. Become one there by replying, by interacting. I appreciate those brothers' reply by saying amen, amen, amen. But sometimes, please say something more. You can say more than amen. Amen?
Amen.
At least to share something. Because I'm curious whether you really read the text or not. I'm curious. If you read the text, then you can write one sentence, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you just amen, I'm curious. but amen is better than nothing. Some people never reply.
Yeah.
No amen. I don't know if he's alive or dead. So amen is, everybody say amen is better.
Amen.
Amen is better.
Come on, say. Amen is better.
Amen is better.
But interacting with your own portion of Christ is much better. Because it's going to build a church. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
First, prophesy with your hands. Exercise. Use your fingers to prophesy, right? So every day you prophesy with your mind and with your finger together. Your mind says the word, message, and your finger obeys. Alright, every day. On Sunday, you prophesy with your lips, with your words. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's going to build the church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise Jesus. Okay, next. Okay, so Acts 4:31. Look at this now. Read it together. After they prayed, the place where they meet was shaken, and they're all filled with the Holy Spirit.
And spoke the word of God boldly.
Oh, praise Jesus. How about this, brothers? Challenge, huh? How about we pray together and this place be shaken? Maybe you don't like that, huh? You have a fear of earthquake. I'm talking about a holy earthquake. Huh? Oh, Lord Jesus. We want the manifestation of our God, Triune God, Holy Spirit in this place. When we pray together, there's a miracle. Amen? So brothers, sisters, come a little bit early on Sunday. When you come on a little bit, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes early, we can pray together. Somebody come up here and say, hey, let's pray together. When we pray together, we are setting the spiritual tone here. We are setting a tone for Holy Spirit to come and to manifest His power.
Amen.
If we're not praying, we're not setting a tone. Do you understand? Holy Spirit always wants to come and touch us. Amen? But it's up to us to setting an atmosphere and a tone. Tone of the Spirit. Okay, next go. The last one. Come to Jesus with what then? Okay, Christ is our healer. He wants to heal you. Now, how He heals us, right? We talk about that. Now, we need to come to Jesus with what? We're going to talk about six conditions of the heart. Quickly, go ahead. Number one, everybody read it together. Broken and contrite heart. Okay, Psalm 51:17, begin.
Sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise.
Oh, listen. The word here, despise, not despise, right? God will not despise. God will not reject. This implies that God also rejects. You get what I'm saying? You understand this? Now, there is a certain heart, certain kind of heart that God rejects. Certain kind of prayer that God rejects, God despises. But there's another certain kind of prayer, heart, that God does not despise, does not reject. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to be wise. When we come to God, we have to know what kind of heart that God does not despise. It's a broken heart. Right? It's a broken and contrite heart. Everybody say, a broken and contrite heart.
A broken and contrite heart.
A broken. Fragile. Do you understand? Broken and fragile. If you come to God, say, oh, with the arrogant and proud heart, God might despise. God might reject. But if you come with a broken, oh, that's why when we call on His name, we use that word, oh, it really helps. Oh, with groaning heart. Because you and I, we know we cannot do anything without Jesus Christ, right? How helpless and hopeless we are without Jesus Christ. So every moment we need Jesus. We need His help. We need His power, right?
Yeah.
So we have to come with a broken heart. Broken and contrite heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, may You give us a broken and contrite heart. Amen?
Amen.
Second kind of heart. Everybody say repentance heart.
Repentance heart.
Okay, Acts 8:22, begin. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. You know, the first words of gospel that Jesus preached when He came to this earth, right? after the baptism, he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent is a good news, my friend. It's not a bad news. It's a good news. Because only through repentance, we can come to God. Okay? And we know the meaning of repentance. Repentance means what? Change of your mind. Metanoia in Greek word. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. So we need to change our mind. So come with a repentance heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, next. Everybody say, humble heart.
Humble heart.
Matthew 11:29. Begin. Take my yoke upon you and learn from it. For I am gentle and humble in heart, for you will find rest for your souls. Hallelujah. Humble in heart. You know, Jesus' heart is humble heart. So when we come to Jesus, we need to come with Jesus' heart. Humble heart. Jesus said, I will give grace to those who are humble. Right? Oh, we need God's grace. Praise the Lord. Okay, next. Everybody say, desperate heart.
Desperate.
How desperate are you? Have you seen those pictures? Baby birds. Huh? Three baby birds there. And mother bird comes with a food on her mouth, right? Worm. She has worm. And the baby birds are opening their mouth. Have you seen those pictures, right?
Yeah.
Then they're opening their mouth. They're crying out, right? Yeah. To whom the mother bird will give the food to? Huh? The one who?
Opens the
widest, huh? One who is the most desperate. The mother who knows who's desperate, who's most hungry, who's most thirsty. Now here, Jesus is here already. Amen.
Amen.
Now he will check who's desperate. He will check who's desperate. Desperate heart. Oh, that will draw God. That will draw Jesus to you. Because, look, God loves your heart. God loves your heart. God longs for your heart. That is humble, contrite, and desperate. Desperate for who? Desperate for Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay, next. Everybody say, believing heart.
Believing heart.
Now, I said this before. When you have faith, that will attract God's power. When you exercise your faith, He will come and show His power. Okay, Luke 24:25. Begin. He said to them, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. How slow of our heart is. Now today, brothers and sisters, let's not only exercise our spirit, but let's exercise our faith. And say, when we come to Jesus, we need to come with a believing heart. A miracle is yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I believe, now just a thought came to me, Brother Romeo. When he was talking to the mommy there, huh? He said, ask Pastor Paul to come to me and pray for me. Now, spiritually speaking, he was not asking for me, physical Paul here. He was asking for Jesus. Now, he had a faith, right? Knowing that I'm a servant of God, that he had a faith. Just call Pastor Paul and pray for me. And the moment he said that, I believe his heart was desperate. I believe Jesus visited him. Although God used our prayer, no doubt, but it was that desperate heart and believing heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, may you have a believing heart.
Amen.
And you will be the hero in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Number six. Let's pass that. Number six, the last one, but not least, is thankful heart. Everybody say thankful heart.
Thankful heart.
Okay, let's read John 11:41. Begin. So they took away the stone. Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Jesus always thanked the Father. Jesus' heart was filled with thankful heart. You remember the story of Paul and Silas? They were preaching the gospel, and they healed the girl with a demon possessed, right? They healed her. But then, the owner of that, the girl, persecuted them, beaten them, and they put them in the prison. So they were in the prison. Now, they were beaten. They were flogged. So they were bleeding now. And they had put them thrown into dungeon. Imagine how the prison like in those days. So you see, it's a terrible to be there, right? And he's bleeding now. He's half dead. What did they do? They gave praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In that worst and bad circumstance, they gave thanks to the Lord. What happened? Prison door opened. The miracle happened. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you have a thankful heart, healing is on the way. Can you say this? Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Because you are my healer.
Because you are my healer.
Even if I don't understand.
Even if I don't understand.
My circumstances.
My circumstances.
I will still thank you.
I will still thank you.
Believing that you are in control.
Believing that you are in control.
You are the sovereign God.
You are the sovereign God.
One who knows everything about me.
One who knows everything about me.
One who has the best plan for me.
One who has the best plan for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I trust in you.
I put my trust in you.
No matter what happens. Thank you for healing me. You're my healer. Hallelujah. Let's all rise together. Oh, let's confess together. You are the God that healed me. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh.